Sharon Isbin has come out with 3 albums in the last year or last 9 months or something, and I can hardly believe what an output this is. Sharon, congratulations on that. And these are world premiere recordings on this CD, Affinity, that we're going to be playing an excerpt from in just a minute. That Chris Brubeck is the only orchestral piece on there, and that's your title track, I guess, Affinity, Concerto for Guitar and Orchestra. You have Elizabeth Schultz conducting the Maryland Symphony Orchestra. And I wanted to ask about the composing process, because since you have a living composer here, and actually with all these pieces, you have the possibility of a process that goes back and forth between composer and performer. Can you say a little bit about that with Chris and what that was like working with him as a composer?
Well, Chris Brubeck was actually one of the nicest people I've ever met. He is just an extraordinary person, so kind and so generous and so open and warm. And I've known him for a number of years now. And Elizabeth Schultz, who does the recording with me with the Maryland Symphony, this is her orchestra where she is music director, she's performed a lot of his music in the past. So it was a natural for us not only to make the recording, but that came because we actually did the world premiere of it in 2015. And it was Elizabeth's idea that I approached Chris to write the concerto.
This work has a lot of inspirations, I guess you might say, being brought together in a way that I'd never heard before. Can you say a little bit about the different musical styles that Chris is borrowing from and mixing into this great melting pot of this piece?
Well, Chris was drawn to the idea that I have explored playing with all kinds of musicians from different genres, from classical, jazz, rock, folk, bluegrass, Indian, and Brazilian, and he wanted something that would capture some kind of a world essence, not combining all of those, of course, that's too much for one piece, but something that would express this range. And he centered in on jazz idioms, that's the world that he comes from as a performer, and he's a trombone player, also bass guitar player, and as well Middle Eastern elements, and others that are really able to explore anything from a waltz to just a wild virtuosic expression, both for the orchestra and for the guitar, as well as a deep lyricism. So the way this kind of evolved, and the title, by the way, Affinity, reflects each of our affinities for different styles of music, for each other, for a worldview. And he was drawn to a scientific explanation, an attraction or force between particles that causes them to combine. And he thought of that because he knew my father was a scientist and that I had been active as a person building and launching model rockets, so that kind of concept really spoke to the music that he had in his mind. And ultimately, it spoke to the title of the entire CD, which we chose to name Affinity as well. The slower section, I thought it was nice, but it just didn't speak to me. So I said to him, Chris, you know, you lost your father, Dave Brubeck, recently, and your mother this year. And I thought maybe there's something in which you'd like to pay musical tribute to both of them since you were so close to them. And he said, oh, I'm so glad you asked. I thought you only wanted my own music, but I would love to be able to include something of my father's. And I said, I want you to write what's in your heart. Chris ended up on his own throwing out the entire slow section he'd written before and replacing it with this beautiful arrangement of a song that he used to perform with his father. And it really forms the heart and soul of the piece. And it's surrounded by all of this really remarkable virtuosic and lyrical other elements that open the piece right out of the box with... It's really fast, and I had to spend dozens of hours just on the first 40 seconds to learn it. But on the other hand, Leo Brower, who is a guitarist and has written for the instrument all his life. When he wrote El Decamerón Negro for me, which is also part of the Affinity album, of course, you don't have to change a note because it is conceived by someone who knows the mechanics and the technique so intimately.
Well, thank you, Sharon. We look forward to hearing that, and we'll play an excerpt from it momentarily.